USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Trump administration has identified some of the people responsible for killing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who was apparently murdered in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, on the 2nd of October. Pompeo says he and President Trump won't tolerate what he calls this kind of ruthless action. Speaking of getting more answers from the Saudis, President Trump says,
I have people in Turkey and I have people in Saudi Arabia and other places, and they're all coming back. I'll know, I think, everything in a very short period of time.
One winning ticket for the $1.6 billion Mega Millions jackpot is known to have been sold in South Carolina. No word on which city or town yet. If one person holds that ticket, the lump sum payout would be over $900 million. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about Home Advisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hurricane Willa heading into Mexico's Pacific mainland yesterday, hitting the coast with 125-mile-an-hour winds. It's weakened a bit, but the rain is going to be affecting Texas, according to National Weather Service meteorologist Richard Bann.
Some moisture will be able to make it at higher levels across the mountain range and bring some moderate to potentially heavy rainfall across South Texas.
The remnants of the storm will also pelt the coast of Louisiana and the Florida Panhandle with rain before moving up to affect the Carolinas and the Mid-Atlantic by the weekend. President Trump's national security advisor says the president and the Russian president could have another face-to-face meeting as early as next month. After meeting with Vladimir Putin in Moscow yesterday, John Bolton said the Russian leader suggested that he and Trump meet in Paris. As President Trump is scheduled to be there next month anyway. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The California Catholic Conference now being sued on claims it deliberately hid credible sex abuse accusations against over 200 priests in that state. A lawyer and former priest saying yesterday the cases all involved priests in the Archdiocese of San Francisco and the Diocese of Oakland and San Jose. Wireless phone company T-Mobile says it will donate $10,000 to hurricane relief for every home run hit in the World Series. It's the part of the company's Home Runs for Hurricane Recovery initiative. Boston's Eduardo Nunez hit a three-run homer last night in the Red Sox 8-4 win over the Dodgers, the Sox getting off to a one-game-to-none lead in the Fall Classic. Diddy, former rapper turned entrepreneur, is helping kids in New York City get a better quality education now. He announced on Instagram yesterday he's pledging $1 million to build a charter school in the Bronx. The school for 6th and 7th graders is scheduled to open next September. And the world's oldest intact shipwreck is said to be lying at the bottom of the Black Sea, according to researchers from the Black Sea Maritime Archaeology Project, who say they discovered the ancient Greek trading vessel near Bulgaria after 3 years of surveying over 700 miles. They say oxygen-free conditions underwater preserved the ship. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.